Thedge. It's next. It's the Get It Off Your Chest Radio Talk Show, powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. Good morning.
Hi, this is Courtney with Bassett Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 Custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Bassett Motors, where our customers and their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
Got you running, going out of your mind. Making the markets fall to get you in line. I'll bring it down. The Dow Jones Dow. Woo-hoo. I'll say something more and make your stocks hit the floor. I'll bring it down. I sent Tim out to tell the banks the news. We'll have a stress test, but we'll start with you. I'll bring it down. The Dow Jones Dow.
You're not in Washington, D.C., you're in North Dakota. We don't put up with this kind of crap.
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Welcome back. It's the Mix 1470, KHND 99.5 FM, and online at Simple Radio. Rick Jensen along with you. R. David Adams is here, and Shadow Jensen the cat. He just woke up. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. I was looking at watching the cat, and he's watching me. So I don't know what we're up to.
It's a stare down.
Well, there he went to sleep again. His head's up, but his eyes are shut.
Busy program ahead next 2 hours. Jason Heitkamp coming up in you'll be here on Saturday, by the way, in Harvey.
Who?
Not who, but Jason Heitkamp at 10 o'clock at the Harvey Armory. And, you know, he's been to Harvey many times, but.
No, I'm going to have to get up early just to go see him.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That is really tough. The lovely South Dakota native Tommy Lahren standing by with Fox News commentary.
Fox News commentary.
Breaking news. Illegal immigrants want Biden to be reelected over fear President Trump wouldn't let them in. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Here's a tidbit of news that's not breaking or shocking at all. Illegal immigrants interviewed while waiting to cross into the U.S. told the Free Press they hope Biden gets reelected because Trump wouldn't let them in. Isn't that something? The illegal immigrants themselves are saying what Democrats won't say, that Biden is letting them in and will continue to let them in as long as he remains in control. And they're 100% right. The Biden administration has allowed 10 million illegals to enter our country, a historic number for all the wrong reasons. Day one, he rolled back Trump's immigration policies that were working and that kept our border safe and secure. Should Trump be reelected, the word will go out around the world that the U.S. is no longer a doormat for the world's criminals, felons, degenerates, and freeloaders. And I can't think of a better reason to vote for Trump in November than this. Make America a country again. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
The Mix, 1470, KHND.
We are back here at 1026 program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. Yeah, Biden now, he was it yesterday or day before, he says he's examining a border shutdown. But all he's trying to do is buy time before November.
I don't think he'll ever do it because it goes against everything he believes and all the Democrats believe. So
Yeah.
But well, he's gonna toy with it and talk about it as though it's going to happen. To get you to vote for him. Well, as long as he didn't do that, we'll keep him in there another 4 years.
Story from the New York Post from yesterday. Biden mocked for shuffling around the White House lawn with dazed look during the Japanese prime minister ceremony.
Did you see him try to give the Japanese minister a toast without a glass?
No, I missed that.
You missed that? Oh, that's the best part. He puts his hand up. There's no glass in it. He's toasting him. Oh, hello.
Oh, yeah. His mental capacity is pretty much gone.
Yeah. Well, it never was much to start with.
There's a tweet here of a video with him that says, Biden's in perpetual state of confusion.
Yeah, and that's been that way for 49, 50 years, so.
Yeah, he doesn't know if he's coming or going.
Well, you open his mouth, the first thing you gotta pay attention to is, A, is it plagiarized? B, is it a lie? C, is it just something he's made up out of his own mind? And that's been the way he's been since...
Or all of the above.
Or all of the above, and he's been that way since he started in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
How does somebody like that get elected in the first place and then keep getting elected? This is why constituents, even like those here in North Dakota, need to pay attention to what's going on in at least your state government to stop this kind of garbage.
Also under the Biden regime, since day one when he was installed, energy prices have gone through the roof. It's great if you're investing in energy. I mean, that works out good. But if you're a consumer, like the rest of us, you're taking it in the shorts. We have a story from Stu Vardy in Fox Business.
We keep hearing this question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? When it comes to your own energy costs, the answer is no, we're not. Brian Bremberg has the numbers. How much more are we paying for energy since...
Yeah, you're not going to like this, Stuart. Let me start with overall energy, up almost 37% since Biden took office. And of course, you got to remember, that's going to feel different depending on what fuel your life. So let's go to some of those. Start with electricity. Almost up 28% since Biden took office. And imagine how much more pressure that number is going to be under when we get more and more of the green regulation and the green spending. So watch out there. Let's go to gas. I know that's one of your favorites. This number is discouraging, up 52% since Biden took office. And remember, we're heading into that heavy driving season, so don't expect it to fall anytime soon. Stu, I know you're always looking at diesel. You got a lot of diesel going on in your life. Diesel prices up 50% since Biden took office. That's going to feed into every price in the economy. Because that's how you get stuff around. That's how you move heavy equipment. That's going to be a problem for overall inflation. And here's where it really gets bad. You talk about the buffer when these prices go up. That's your strategic petroleum reserve. It's down 42% since Biden took office. We've got higher prices, we've got less buffer, and we've got more and more strain on energy every single day. So you think about the last 4 years and you ask yourself, do I like being here or do I like it better 4 years ago? You probably got your answer.
But if the SPR has been run down, then we're vulnerable to a crisis overseas or even at home.
Exactly. And with oil coming near $90 a barrel again, it's awfully expensive to try to refill it. Biden missed his chance to do that. Now it's sitting there half empty and a bad time to fill it up.
Good breakdown of the numbers. Brian Brandberg, thanks. We'll watch you at 1 p.m. Eastern today on The Big Money Show. It's here.
That's from the Stu Varney Show this morning on Fox Business Channel. Wow. But according to the O'Biden regime, people are doing great. Best economy in the world.
We've cut inflation to nothing. It's just everything is roses and peacocks and tulips.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never heard of the term gaslighting before, that's what O'Biden's doing when he's telling you how wonderful the economy is doing. It's kind of like the old adage of pissing on your leg and saying it's raining outside. And there seems to be a lot of that everywhere. And it's just unconscionable what this regime has done to this country. This is why
they don't care.
When you go shopping at stores, why prices are going up and going up rather quickly, it's no fault of the store, the business owner. They're getting hammered with shipping charge, fuel surcharges. And those will never go away.
No.
I know one business owner who suffered with the fuel surcharges under the Obama regime. Remember when it was fuels getting jacked up with that? And they never went away. Once fuel came back down, never went away. Once that gets set in place, it just stays there.
Yeah, it's... I have nothing to say because I'm just absolutely speechless because to look at this, this should not be happening in America. It should not be happening anywhere in the world, but it should not be happening here.
Well, you know where it clearly, in large part of the blame, where you know where it falls? On Judas Pence, Mike Pence. Because he did not withhold his constitutional duty.
Yep.
Oh, Trump's trying to overturn the election. No, he wasn't.
He wanted to find out if there was
any irregularities investigated.
In five states, there were illegal irregularities, which they have proven since then, and nobody's been charged with anything, but they, in the process of going through this, they found out that, that probably was right. Lots of people voted that didn't even have names or even alive. There were lots of people voting in places where they didn't have that many people to vote, and they voted. I mean, so there's lots of things that were questionable, and they should have at least questioned it. It was okay when Gore did it, and any of the Democrats do it. They do it every time there's an election that they lose. They go through this process. But Trump doesn't even, he just mentioned, let's check this out here. Let's not certify this until we know it's okay. And all heck breaks loose.
See, the vice president did have the ability, legal ability, to do that.
Yes, he did.
And since then, the Democrats have taken that away.
Yep.
They have in the Senate and the House. So, it's just unbelievable.
I think that needs to be something that's in there because there has to be a safeguard in there. The checks and balances is what keeps our country free.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that's the thing that's under attack most from the Democrats is checks and balances. They want it their way, no other way. Sit down and be quiet. You'll love it.
It's just unbelievable. And we're seeing this from the top all the way down to the bottom in many respects, all across the country.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just unbelievable. It is 10:34, the program powered by Bessette Motors in Carrington. Guess who won't be on today?
Who?
Senator Kramer. His other things going on.
This had been a good day because there was a big vote in the Senate yesterday. That's too bad.
What was the big vote? I missed out on that.
Well, it was having to do with FISA, I think.
Oh, yeah, FISA issue. 10:35 news and weather on the way next. Program powered by Bessette Motors in Carrington. Good morning.
The Mix, 1470 KHND.
Hey, we're back, 1043, program powered by Bessette Motors in Carrington. A reminder, Jason Heitkamp, DPI candidate, back with us next hour, his weekly get-together with us, as he's done for the past over three years now. And Jason Heitkamp will be in Harvey this Saturday morning, 10 a.m. at the Armory, a little and greet.
All right.
He'd love to visit with you this Saturday at the Armory in Harvey.
Yeah, and we'll be talking about things that affect our schools. And he's running for superintendent of public instruction, or whatever they call that nowadays.
And speaking of schools, there is one more public forum for the Harvey School, and that's today, I believe, at 5:30. Is that right?
Well, let me look at my paper here.
Your little cheat sheet.
Thursday, April 11th, 5:30 p.m. at the high school gymnasium.
So that's your last opportunity to get more information and about that situation. It's 10:44 now at KHND. Got a clip from Tucker Carlson.
I like a little Tucker.
Talking about, for the third time in three consecutive cycles, secretive federal agencies are trying to rig the presidential election. You know, I didn't want to ever believe that from the first go-around, but, I mean, it's undeniable now. Here's a little clip from Tucker Carlson. Let's listen to that. Maybe it will work, and maybe it won't.
Then you don't have a democracy. You have no...
Well, we got to start...
A few years ago, we learned conclusively that, in fact, the FBI and the federal intel agencies, the dozen or more federal intel agencies we have for some reason, had been working secretly against Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Trump had whispered about this, then shouted about it, and was roundly denounced as a conspiracy nut, a lunatic. But in the end, he was vindicated. It was true. These agencies spied on Trump, and they leaked some of what they'd learned to the media, which used it against Trump. Then these agencies concocted false stories about Trump. They tried to crush Trump completely in 2016, and then for the entire course of his presidency. Then they did the same thing in 2020 during the presidential election, and they're doing it still. They're trying to put him in prison for the rest of his life. So if you take three steps back, what you have here is what we're seeing now. For the third time in three consecutive cycles, secretive federal agencies are trying to rig our presidential election. This is what the Democrats refer to as democracy, and they're trying to defend it. But of course, it's the opposite of democracy. It's in fact the end of democracy in any semblance of a constitutional republic we ever had. If you have a secret police force threatening people, spying on them, and working secretly the levers of political power, then you don't have a democracy. You have no control over really anything as a voter.
Tucker Carlson, Tucker Carlson Network, he's not wrong.
It's sad to know that our government has weaponized itself against anybody that would stand up against them.
You look at other countries that are banana republics, and what do they try to do to the political opposition? They try to jail them, bury them. And we've seen that exactly with Donald J. Trump, what they're trying to do to him and accuse him of the very things they are doing.
Well, that's the way you get the heat off you and put on somebody else. I mean,
well, that's part of that, what's-his-face, the communist dude that wrote that book. What was his name?
Cloward Piven or whatever.
Oh, no, it's not Cloward Piven. Cloward Piven method's when you overload the system.
Yeah, but there's...
What is that communist book? Man, why can't I think of this...
I don't know.
Degenerate's name.
No, he's thinking hard, but...
Someone help me out, 324-4848. What is his name?
And what did he write? Well, that's pretty tough to come up with the name of a book and an author when we don't have
it. I just went blank on it, but yeah, that's part of his manifesto is you accuse your target of what you're doing. And put all and take all shine the light from you onto the target. What is his name? Man, someone help me out. I've probably got everyone confused now.
No, Fred.
Yeah.
But it's not
Marx. This guy wrote a communist manifesto. I forget his name. Well, perhaps a DuckDuckGo search could help me out. Well, thank you, Saul Alinsky.
Ah, okay.
Thank you, Saul Alinsky.
Yep. Mr. Biden's progenitor.
Yeah. Well, Obama went abided by that book.
Yeah. That's right.
Page for page, I swear.
Well, I think he spent a lot of time with that man. I think Saul Alinsky was a friend of his dad's.
Mm-hmm.
So he got it early. Mm-hmm. I mean, growing up, he didn't grow up in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up in everywhere else, mm-hmm. but here. And he comes here. That's why there was so much problems with his birth and everything else that people were bringing up in the conspiracy theories on this and that, everything, because his background is so not clear. It leaves us way too many questions, but nobody cared.
You know, yeah, you're exactly right. It's, you know, all this really accelerated and ramped up with a fake Hawaiian birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can't say that's fake. You're a racist.
Well, the thing is that, there's still questions within that thing because we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know.
Just unreal. It's 10:49. And Randy, thank you for that Saul Alinsky.
There he goes. Well, somebody that was actually had their brain cells working this morning.
Well, Randy's he's running an all eight all the time. Whereas for me, it's sometimes 2.5 to 3.
Mm.
All right. It's how about this one too? As we roll on with some national headlines, the Biden regime approving expansion of background checks for gun shows and online firearm sales. Mm-hmm.
Well, they just keep closing all the loopholes until the loophole of actually being able to sell guns is gone.
Because
that's the way the Democrats look at it. It's a loophole. You shouldn't be able to have guns. You shouldn't have anything. You don't. The Army has guns. You don't need them. We do. To protect against you and the Army.
A gentleman named Chris Murphy tweeted out, this may be the most impactful change made possible by the 2022 gun safety bill.
Mm-hmm.
It empowered the president to require all commercial sellers of guns to conduct background checks regardless of venue.
Mm-hmm.
And today, Biden is getting it done to make it harder for you to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act of June 2022. You know, I hate that bipartisan thing because they make it sound like, oh, it's as wonderful as the Patriot Act.
Well, the bipartisan, according to what a Democrat thinks, is different than what bipartisan, according to a Republican, thinks, or a conservative.
Well, here's another thing it brings up, too. When you hear someone at a meeting or you're discussing something with someone, yes, let's have a conversation about that. We need to start a conversation. Conversation is code word for it's my way.
Or the highway.
Or the highway. My way is the proper way of thinking. And you don't know what you're talking about, so we'll have a conversation so we can tell you
and then the other thing,
you should think.
And the other thing, they always want you to compromise. Now, their idea of compromising is coming over to our side.
Yeah.
You see, that's just it. The great film director and writer and author, Orson Welles, on his tombstone, you know what's carved into his tombstone?
Mm-hmm.
I did not compromise.
Hmm.
And he had Hollywood made it rough for him. He had a rough life. I'm probably not to be worse than anybody else's, I guess, but they really made it rough on him because he could do everything and did everything. And so you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do it my way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did. And he just said, I'm not going to compromise. And it cost him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he still left us with a legacy of just unimaginable stuff. So, but you'd imagine that there are people today within the government that could probably do those same kind of things in government ways. They can never get the chance because they're held down because of the bureaucracy that surrounds them or the laws that the Democrats have created to stifle them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad.
It's 10:52, program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington, and a story coming out this morning I've been watching on Fox Business. Is it looks like Iran is very close to attacking Israel or making an attack on Israel.
Or an attack on us. It would not be surprising if they did that too.
So this is something that needs to be watched. We got so many things out there across the big pond.
Thank you, Biden.
Yeah. This is just unbelievable. I mean, we're on the cusp of something really bad happening.
Right, and we're not ready for it, and we're not going to fight against it, and we're not going to ever try to stop it or do anything. That's the modus operandi of the current administration.
We have a report from Trey Ingst of Fox News Radio.
Okay.
Tension remains high across the Middle East as Israel braces for an expected large-scale attack from Iran or its proxies. Iran's supreme leader spoke this week to mark the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, saying that the Israeli strike on the Iranian consulate in Syria this month was like an attack on Iranian soil. He called the Israeli government an evil regime, saying the country must and will be punished. Reports overnight indicate the Iranian retaliation could be imminent. This does align with comments from American officials, including President Biden, who have tried to send a message to Iran that the United States stands behind Israel.
Trey Ingst from Fox News Radio. And remember this, when President Trump was elected and was in office? Yes, Trump's going to start World War III. We can't have him with the nuclear codes. He's a loose cannon. Well, let's see, those 4 years, no wars.
Mm-mm.
There was peace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, under the tutelage of the Biden regime, look where we're sitting now.
It's a mess. It's a bigger mess than it was before we started. And he's going to continue that on to the day he walks out the office.
Or, you know, he carried out.
Yeah, whatever.
It's
just bad. You have to look that there's this tiny country in the Middle East surrounded by their enemies, and they're still there. And every time they make a move against them, they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, Biden and his administration haven't figured that out yet. If you look at the history of it, yeah, you're foolhardy if you're going to go up against Israel.
Yeah,
foolhardy.
One more clip, Kevin Cork, Fox News Radio, Biden's reaction to the the Israel-Hamas war issue going on. Let's listen to that.
Keep in mind, in the war's early moments, Biden vowed unflinching support for Israel, even flying to Tel Aviv to publicly hug Bibi. But since then, Israel, as you know, has leveled Gaza, and things have really changed. At home, of course, under siege from protesters demanding a ceasefire. Overseas, America's standing being battered by the perception that Israel is fighting a war with American money and support. Now, even though Biden continues to criticize Bibi Netanyahu and Israel, Bibi, frankly, has been leaning into it.
You know, and I'm sick of this, too, people against Israel. It's like they're cheerleaders for the terrorists, the Hamas.
Yeah, and Hamas, and the people that are what I get a kick out of is the people that stand up for Hamas are the first people that will be shot by Hamas if they took over their area.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so it's mind-scratching. They understand nothing about what Hamas is, what they do, and what their goal is. They understand nothing. All they understand is they saw some kid get hurt because of actions that Israel took against Hamas. But they don't talk about the fact that Hamas, you know, puts all their stuff in hospitals and schools so that there will be lots of casualties if they hit them. Because, yeah, they're cowards, and they will use women and children to be deflector shields and screens for them. It's sad.
Did you hear about last few days in Dearborn, Michigan? Protesters chanting death to America and death to Israel.
Well, yeah, that is the jihad capital of the United States. So
it's just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have an audio clip. Do we? Yes, we have. I think it's Jackie Heinrich from Fox News. Let's see if we can make this
chanting work. Chanting death to America and death to Israel. Does the president condemn that?
Yes.
Is the president at all concerned that Dearborn is facing a risk of becoming a hotbed of any sort of homegrown threats?
I don't have any intelligence to share with you on that. Obviously, that's something that we're always very vigilant about, but don't have any national intelligence to share with you.
And then,
but obviously, we will condemn any violent rhetoric, which we have been very. Well, I mean, you're hearing from me, right? You're asking me a question, I'm answering it, and we've been very vigilant about, or very consistent about, denouncing that type of rhetoric.
Yeah, KJP or whatever her name is, the press secretary, she's a real piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
10:58.
Probably the worst press secretary I've ever seen. There's been some losers in there, but this is nuts.
Program powered by Bassett Motors and Carrington. Jason Heitkamp after the break. Yeah, he's running for DPI now. He's been putting out for the last several months now, I believe, slides with information he's obtained from the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction in reference to schools across the state.
Yes.
As far as spending per pupil.
Yep.
And the proficiency rate in English and math. He put one out today for Fort Yates. Fort Yates Public School District that will knock your socks off. And it makes you wonder what Kirsten Baszler is actually doing in her capacity as state superintendent of schools. We'll talk about that with Jason after the break. Those numbers will just blow your hair off if you have any. 10:59, our temperature right now in Harvey is at 42, northwest winds at 18, gusting to 23. Again, the program powered by
high winds and power outages in Mobile, Alabama. Meanwhile, 3 to 8 inches of rain fell in the New Orleans area. Severe weather is likely again today across much of Ohio and Kentucky into this afternoon and evening. Other strong storms are possible from the Carolinas into Georgia and much of Florida. This is the Storm Report.
Second hour of the program on the way, powered by Bassett Motors, south of the overpass in Carrington. Good morning.
Hi, this is Courtney with Bassett Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 Custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Bassett Motors, where our customers and their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Hey, welcome back. Hello. It's Mix 1470, KGNA 99.5 FM, and online at Simple Radio.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to cough into the mic.
Yeah, well, just wipe it off before you leave.
Yeah, right.
RJ here, RDA is here, or RCA, and Shadow.
RC,
and, yeah. Yeah, RC, and we have our good friend Jason Heitkamp, our weekly get-together. How you doing there, Jason?
He's JH.
You know, I call him RC Cola, because then I can sing the Cola song. C-O-L-A Cola. See? I can sing too.
Yeah. I thought that was Ricola. I don't know.
Yeah, that was a bad song. I shouldn't even ring that song out.
Yeah, no.
So how's the world treating you today?
It depends on what side of the world you're on. Mm-hmm. you know what I'm finding?
Yeah, great.
You know what I'm finding?
Mm.
And, you know, this is what I'd really like a lot of the legislators to work on in the next session. You know, I have this trailer that I'm raffling off.
Right.
And so I want to go to a lot of the car shows across the state because I think it'd be kind of fun to go to car shows and raffle a trailer off.
Cause I think so.
We were just at the Topper's car show this last weekend, and, you know, they had Amway there.
Mm-hmm.
They were raffling off guns. They were raffling off the ability to help the veterans go on the honor flight. Some woman had made a bunch of stuff, I don't know, a laser or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they were fine with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Come to the Alaris Center this weekend for a car show that they have there, and it has the word American in it. It's like the American Motorcycle and Car Show or something like that.
They
won't let me buy a booth for $300. Because they don't want anything political. They want to stay away from politics. And I reminded them
these are
that
people
building,
driving cars that are made that run on gasoline that the government is trying to get rid of.
That's correct.
No, okay.
That's correct.
Just wanted to make sure it was.
And so anyway, there's another car show in Grand Forks also, and it's called the Prime Steel Car Club. And 2 hours ago, they just posted here, vendor spots are still available for this weekend's Prime Steel show. See, this place at the Alaris Center,
right,
they still have spots available that they haven't sold yet, and this one does also. And yet they won't let me pay full price and have a booth there so I can sell raffle tickets because I'm too political.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're raffling off guns. And I'm not against guns,
no,
just so you know. But don't you think that's like one of the biggest hot potatoes in the country, and it
yeah,
has been for 50 years?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, no doubt.
Pretty much.
But they can have guns there and raffle them off, but Jason can't be there and just say hi to people and sell raffle tickets.
Are you going to get to the other car
that's
show?
That's too dangerous.
Are you going to be able to get to the other car show?
No, both car shows are trying to keep me out.
Both of them, though.
Both of them. And then I didn't tell you this story from a couple weeks ago before I had all of my signatures.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a thing called Junk Fest in Fargo at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I took my pink clipboard, you know, because, you know, pink clipboard, holy crap, you know. they weren't going to let me in with my pink clipboard after I paid my $5 to get in.
What was the pink? How dangerous was the pink clipboard?
Well, they were asking me what I was going to use it for. And I said, I like to write things down.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There was a vendor that actually got kicked out of the Junk Fest because he was defending me and my ability to have a pink clipboard in the Junk Fest because they were so scared that I might petition or do a study in a public building that was paid for by taxpayers.
Oh, my goodness.
These people sound like they're associated with the 99 cent blogger or something, you know?
Well, it is Eastern North Dakota.
This is everywhere in North Dakota right now. If,
mm-hmm,
if you even have a hint that you're going to be running for office or petitioning or doing a study, you cannot get into that government building that you know, with the Fargo Dome. They just wanted to build a new building. What was it, $150 million with your tax money?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're not going to let people in the building, and, uh-huh, and even if they pay full price. So my last story
yes,
is Ribfest is coming up in Fargo.
Yes.
You know how much they want for a booth at Ribfest?
$1,000.
For the small booth?
Mm-hmm.
How much?
Okay, $500.
No, you're going the wrong way.
Oh!
$5,000.
Oh, my God. No way.
$5,000, yes. And the bigger booth, $7,500 on a public institution, the Fargo Dome, in the parking lot.
Who's making the money on this? What's going on? The money's got to go somewhere.
Guess what, though?
Hmm?
I can't get a booth there because it's political.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you have the $7,000?
Well, maybe. Yes, what if I go down there and I get a booth? It won't be political. I'll just be radio dude, and then I'll invite you over.
Well, then they're going to see the petition, then they're going to kick you out and keep your money. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah, but we could do it live on the air. So I mean, it would be rather interesting.
Yeah.
They put the handcuffs on you live on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding with you. This guy at Junk Fest that got kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
They brought the sheriff in to kick him out, and you know what? It was 32 above out. He didn't have the keys to his car. He didn't have his coat. And they weren't going to let him get his coat. All right? And then, I don't know if you know the Red River Valley Fairgrounds or not, but it's about a mile and a half from Cheyenne Street where they have
right,
the Senex.
Right.
So he called me from the Senex. He had walked to the Senex because he didn't have the keys to his car.
Good
and this
grief.
Is a military veteran who's disabled and gets money for being a military veteran and being disabled. They kicked him out of Junk Fest because he had the guts to say that you're treating this person poorly who wants to bring a pink clipboard into your place after he paid his $5.
Wow.
And do you think the education system's getting out of hand?
Just a little bit.
No, it's out of hand. This is just...
Well, speaking
to
of...
the education system.
Speaking of that, the... A lot of people appreciate the slides that you're putting out on social media in reference to schools across the state, you know, dollars spent per pupil, or district-wide proficiency rates. But the one you put out this morning from Fort Yates.
Oh, my goodness.
My mouth about dropped to the floor when I saw that one.
Just, you know, that's the most expensive one that we've found. But there are some that are above $40,000 a student, quite a few.
So this one in Fort Yates, spending, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, spending per pupil in 2023 at Fort Yates Public School, $85,513.50, an increase of $28,854.52 in just 1 year.
And tell them how good these people are doing in math and reading.
District-wide proficiency, English, 20%. Math, 5%.
They don't have enough proficiency in English to be able to read how to do the math.
And just so you know, this is a BIA school, you know, but still, you can see what the feds are giving versus, you know, the state of North Dakota and your property taxes.
So what, on average, just, you know, what's on average for a regular school, what's the typical spending per pupil, roughly?
Well, you know, we've always thought that it was between $13,000 and $15,000, you know, because when the legislators are there and they're talking, it's, you know, like, it's a very small amount. But we're actually seeing where it's somewhere between, you know, if I'm just guessing off the top of my head, because I guess I never answered that question yet, it's got to be up in the $20,000 student. And I just want you guys to know, this isn't the budget, okay, divided by students. This is according to Century Code, how they do it. So there is more cost to a school per pupil than what we're reporting, okay? I mean, if you took 100% of the budget for the year and divided it by students, that's not the answer. It's higher.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Because there's places out there that are paying for the principal's house. Did you know there was a school one time that the superintendent actually wanted to have his retirement home paid for by the school district?
And let me guess, it happened.
I will answer that in the future. We're still looking into that. We're still looking into that.
I remember.
But you know what? That house wasn't going to be in North Dakota either.
Oh, of course not. It would have to be someplace warm and sunny like Florida. But because we certainly wouldn't want to live here amongst all these cretins that are...
And rubes,
you know. So.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Growing up, I lived in a lot of teacher's houses because my dad was superintendent. We got our house paid for. It was owned by the school. But we lived there for nothing because that was part of the salary.
Absolutely.
And that was just part and parcel of that. And then I think my dad got an allotment for gasoline because he used to drive the basketball players around because he was a coach. And that was it. And the last year that he was out working as a superintendent, he made, I think, $4,800.
Yeah.
$4,800. He went to the Lake Region Junior College in Devil's Lake and went to, I think he went about four times that amount of money.
Well, we're gonna start bringing out more information on salaries and everything, and not just what you're seeing for a salary, what the real salary is with all the extras.
That could be just immense. That could be immense.
Yeah, because this is why you can't afford your property taxes anymore, and this is why I am the only candidate talking about getting rid of the 45 to 55% of your property taxes that are going to schools because it's unconstitutional.
Right.
You don't hear that from the other. You don't hear that from the other candidates.
No, obviously not. They like it the way it is. They don't want to upset the apple cart. The problem is the apple cart's full and going to tip over on its own if they don't do something pretty soon.
Yeah. Do you know what the big question today was on that red-haired guy with the gap in his teeth?
Oh, what me were a kid?
Yeah, your cousin's show. Yeah.
Because he had the poor person who's been there for 12 years that didn't get the endorsement of the Republican Party, he had her on there today.
And Miss Faisler.
and they were feeling very sad that she didn't get that.
And that's, I just
So there's a question last week, because I'm not saying names of people because I'm not advertising for them, but there's this guy from Botno that's running, and so the guy with the gap in his teeth asked him one question, okay. And we're going to see if R.C. Cola can get the answer, okay?
Uh-oh.
He asked him, would you hire a Muslim teacher?
Well, I would say if it's, I don't know who the person is or whether, I'd say yes. I personally would say no. And that's going to upset a lot of people.
You know what the beauty of your answer is?
What?
The gap that was there
mm-hmm.
before you started answering was the same gap that he had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you know what the real answer is?
Mm.
There's two answers to it.
Okay.
For one thing, you can't ask a person what their religion is when you're hiring them.
Okay. That's okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The second answer is, why would the DPI, why would they hire a Muslim teacher? Why would they hire any teacher? Why do they need a teacher?
Well, it's true, because that's up to the school district, right?
Hmm. That's up to the school board, absolutely. But you know what? Neither of those two people could answer the question right.
Because
the first answer is, I don't know if that's a Muslim teacher or not. That's actually mm-hmm. racial. If I look at somebody and think that they're religion
that's
or something like that. Okay?
Well,
so right there is a failure of 12 years of mm-hmm. our current DPI person. And the other thing is, why would you be hiring any teachers at all? Because the school board, that's their responsibility.
Yep.
Unreal. Yeah.
See, when people say that I can't do this job because I don't have a master's degree, I just answered a question that probably saved the state millions of dollars in a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. They'll find out a way to get a lawsuit without you.
Well, I'm sure. Maybe I'll be involved with it. I don't know.
Could be. You never know.
So that's where we're sitting at today. Thank God that I did not go to the convention because
mm-hmm.
I still think that I was right. It's a nonpartisan position.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's right that people get a letter of endorsement from anybody, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless it's their own person. You know, like, say, Kelly Armstrong or... You know, Randy Christensen or those people like that, okay? If they wanted to personally give me an endorsement, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, from a point of their position in the state government or mm-hmm. federal government, mm-hmm. it's nonpartisan. And, you know, I had a guy say that I was doing the wrong thing by not going to the convention, and I just asked him one question. I said, how many county commissioners are going to be there, you know, vying mm-hmm. for this letter of endorsement? And it just got quiet on the phone, like, what are you talking about? I said, well, that's a nonpartisan position, too. I said, are they going to allow county commissioners to come in, get a letter of endorsement? Are they going to allow, you know, people who are on the city council to come in? I mean, how far are they going to push this Republican Party or this Democrat Party or this Libertarian Party when it says nonpartisan? Do they not know what the definition of nonpartisan is?
Merriam-Webster could help these people out, I think.
Yes.
Well, the 1829 edition.
That would be fun.
The large version.
11:31. We'll come back and chat more. By the way, you will be in our fair city this Saturday morning, 10:00 at the Harvey Armory.
Unless the Armory decides that they don't want to have any political events, you know. That'll be in the parking lot.
That's where we used to have all our tea party, or at least mm-hmm. two tea parties there.
Yep.
You know, and believe it or not, Jason, the 99-cent reporter in Minot was part of all four of them that we had here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I heard all about it from you guys before. He used to be the leader, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now what happened?
Now he sings that song, Oh, Hail
Obama. Hail Obama.
Now he sings this. He sings the song of Bill Marcio and the Fargo Forum.
Yeah. All right. Hang on, Jason Heitkamp. We have a hard break. Program powered by Bassett Motors. South of the overpass on U.S. 281 in Carrington. Fox Business News from the Fox Business Network. It's on the way. Good morning.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The March producer price index readings came in lower than expected, allowing some optimism to return to Wall Street that there still are signs of inflation retreating. Prices at the wholesale level rose just 0.2% last month. The annual increase of 2.1% indicates inflation is still hotter than the Fed's goal. However, the reading was weaker than economists were predicting. CarMax shares are down 11%, though. The used car dealer says sales in the recent quarter were weaker than forecast, and CarMax says high interest rates and prices are impacting the ability to purchase a car. Nike shares are up 2.5%. Bank of America Securities is advising clients to buy Nike shares. Nike just revealed plans to boost sales with help from athletes at the Summer Olympics. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Posola, invested in you.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Four. Good morning. The KHND weather guest this time around being presented to you by First Aid Bank of Harvey and Animus, member FDIC.
Everyone that makes a living making things grow knows that having an ag lender that knows their business is an important part of making a farm operation successful in today's economy. When it comes to agriculture, you can bank on our experience. Our ag lenders know agriculture. Stop in and see us next time you need an ag loan. First State Bank of Harvey, member FDIC. Hometown people, hometown spirit.
Meteorologist Stone Schaefer's put together a weather guess that's pretty nice for the weekend and actually pretty wet for next week. Stone, what's happening?
From the store team at KX News, I'm meteorologist Stone Schaefer. Today, mostly sunny, highs lower 50s, a northwest wind 15 to 25, wind gust up to 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy, gradually becoming clear with lows in the upper 20s, a north wind 5 to 15. Tomorrow, sunny, highs lower 60s, a south wind 5 to 10. On Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, a south wind 5 to 15. On Sunday, sunny, highs in the lower 70s, a northwest wind 5 to 10. On Monday, a chance of rain in the afternoon, partly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, an east wind around 15, wind gust up to 25. On Tuesday, rain, highs in the mid-50s, mostly cloudy, a north wind 20 to 25, wind gust up to 35 miles per hour. And on Wednesday, a chance of rain that could turn into snow, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 40s, a northwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Keep right here for your latest forecast, The Mix, 1470, KHND, and 99.5 FM.
Partly cloudy skies. That temperature is sitting at 43, up 1 now. Very cool morning with a northwest wind at 15, gust 24. 74% humidity, dew point at 35.
Weather when you need it. We are The Mix, 1470, KHND, Harvey.
Fox News and information is on the way with a one-minute update. This report brought to you by Roberta Storm with State Farm Insurance and our friends at Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's West Edge. That's Harvey Warehouse Grocery. It is 11:36 here on a Thursday, right? Yeah, it is Thursday. It's the big savings event all this week at Harvey Warehouse Grocery. Boneless half pork loin sold in the bag from Whole Stone Farms, $1.99 a pound. Boneless beef bottom round roast, $5.99 a pound. Family pack golden plum chicken leg quarters, 99 cents a pound. You'll find fresh strawberries, 16-ounce package, or 6-ounce raspberries or blackberries, 2 packages for $5. Our family butter, selected Fridays, $3.99. Our family orange juice, 2 bottles for only $7. Pizza quarter pizzas, 13-inch, $6.99. Hungry Man dinners or bowls, two for $8. You'll also find Just Bear whole chickens, $6.99. Lando Frost premium sliced meats, great for making sandwiches, $5.99 a package. Boneless breaded chicken, $10.99 a package. And don't forget about their delicious roasted deli chicken. 4-piece and 8-piece, they have whole chickens, all cooked up, hot, juicy, and delicious. And be sure you check out their brand new website, the full flyers right there, along with some great recipe ideas, HarveyWarehouse.com. That's HarveyWarehouse.com, Harvey Warehouse Grocery.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
ugh, come on.
Seriously?
This is so extra.
But what you could say is,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your local State Farm agent is available when and where you need them. Online, over the phone, or even in person. State Farm agents are here to answer your questions and help you file your claim.
This is so extra.
Contact Roberta Storr with State Farm Insurance in Harvey at 324-4318.
I'm Gianna Delosi. Former NFL star O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76 following a battle with cancer. His family made the announcement on X, saying he was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. Simpson remained a popular figure in American culture following his football career, starring in television commercials and movies like The Towering Inferno.
Bill, phone it in, just in case the automatic lines to the fire department. I'll be an 81.
His career was later overshadowed by his trial and controversial acquittal for the 1994 murders of his former wife, Nicole Brown, and her friend, Ron Goldman. He was later convicted for armed robbery and kidnapping in Las Vegas in 2007. A new reading on inflation.
The producer price index rose just 0.2% from February to March. The reading is the same for core monthly PPI, excluding food and energy.
That is Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
News and information when you need it. We are the Mix 1470 KHND Harvey.
Hi, this is Rod from Tom's Home Furnishings inviting you to our spring cleaning clearance event. We are excited to announce that we will be the area's new authorized Speed Queen dealer. And to make room for this new lineup, we're clearing out existing models at big discounts. Take advantage of select KitchenAid packages with factory rebates up to $3,000. Pay no money down and no interest for one full year. Hurry in, limited quantities are available only at Tom's Home Furnishings, where you'll find quality, value, and service all under one roof in beautiful downtown Harvey.
Oh my God, it's finally spring. You know what that means. It's pedicure time. You know what's even better? You don't need to travel far to get your feet looking fabulous. Go see Anna at Jess Nails. Great nails require a great technician. Call Anna today at 701-500-3920. Anna is located right inside Lincoln and 9 in beautiful downtown Harvey. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring.
Hey, we're back, 1141. Program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. RJ and RDA here. Jason Heitkamp on the line, DPI candidate. And you'll be here on Saturday morning, 10 a.m. at the Harvey Armory, answering questions and doing a meet and greet.
A police escort from the border, you know, of town, all the way to the armory, including ambulances and fire trucks.
How did you get that all set up? That's pretty good.
That's pretty good because typically we don't have police around here.
I saw one the other day.
I wasn't sure it was ours, but it was moving.
They told me if I needed help, just call 911. So when I get to town, I'm going to call 911.
Oh, well, that's our front desk, so that's okay.
Yeah. So, but don't call 911. Whatever you do, I'm not trying to say that.
Don't call 911. Yeah.
I was just going to tell you this, just for a recap. The Red River Valley Motorcyclists Spirit of America Bike and Car Show. They don't believe in the First Amendment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's from their board, okay? Ribfest, yeah, they don't believe in the First Amendment. What's this other place? The Prime Steel Car Show. They don't believe in the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. And Junkfest. So if you're going to those places there, just tell them, you know, yell out America or something like that. Just put your fist in the air and yell out America.
They're all Red River Valley things, right?
Well, Junk Fest, I guess, started up in Minot or something like
that. It did, huh?
I heard that there's an old gas station on Highway 2, like east of Minot on the curves there. I can't think what the name is. Is it Granville or something like that?
Yeah, could be.
They, like, bought an old gas station there. They're going to fix it up with the money, I guess, that they've taken from people who actually do believe in the First Amendment. Mm. So there you go. Mm. Okay, I'm going to be quiet now.
Yeah, all right. Well, no, don't be quiet. You got to keep glib here for Saturday. It's only a couple days away. I'm going to go out and have breakfast. I'm going to go out and have breakfast first. And see, I got told erroneous information last week, and I went and had breakfast and thought I was having breakfast with you, and it was just me and a big table.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you didn't get the word. I thought you were going to get the word. I'm sorry.
I didn't get the word. I got the word on Monday when I asked about it, but I didn't get it on Saturday when I was out. But I used to go out. I'm not a breakfast eater, but I used to go out once a week when B-52 wasn't burnt down.
Yep.
And go have breakfast either Friday or Saturday, you know. And that was just kind of the end of the week thing. And that was kind of a fun. I would be able to get some eggs and some, you know, goodies too with it. But that's what I did on Saturday morning. But I couldn't talk to anybody because I was only one of them. Everybody else was there with their families and having breakfast. And, so I talked to myself a little bit, but.
Back when they weren't having crispy hash browns?
Oh, yeah, crispy hash browns, yes.
You know what? One other thing I'd really like to bring up, because you know, we need signatures yet to get this property tax ballot on the ballot, property tax measure on the ballot. I'm not a part of it. My name's not a part of it. I'm just giving a shout out because once again this morning, the Department of Public Instruction superintendent claimed that we're not getting rid of property taxes. Okay, and she's so misinformed on that. I mean, you've had Rick Becker on how many times?
Many times.
How many times has Rick Becker said that out loud? Mm. You know, and the one thing with me in my run, that's my biggest goal is to get rid of property taxes for schools and get back on the Constitution.
That's right.
And so when she goes around saying this, you know, I mean, there's going to be a formula for 2025. That, you know, that's where you guys start. And then if you want to vote in a bond issue after that, you can still do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't be a lifetime mill levy that continues to go up with your valuations because your valuations aren't going to have anything to do with the new figure that starts in 2025. So, you know, I would hope that sooner or later, you know, somebody sits her down and actually tells her what's going on with the world because she's getting on to all of these high-profile radio stations, you know, except for the highest-profile one, you guys, and saying this stuff, and it doesn't make people look smart.
No.
Yeah, it's... You know, what the eye-opener's been, and a lot of people have been commenting on this, on the slides that you've been putting out on social media. You've been doing it now for, what, a month or two? Three months, whatever?
Yep.
We're about halfway through the 169 districts.
Okay.
It's unbelievable that people, the people see this and they're like, this can't be. These numbers this low. And then there's some people, well, we're not so bad. We're just right in line with all the other schools at 50% proficiency. And I can't believe people are even saying that. I'm like, well, are you kidding me?
The highest I've seen is 70% proficiency. So unless... their percentages are based on like some kind of a metric system where, you know, standard is 100% and the system they're using, the highest 70% or something like that. I don't know.
Well, 70 on a paper was an F, so I don't know what in the world they're hollering about because in when you grade in school and you get a 70, that's an F.
Yeah.
70 is F,
These slides are put together by a person who's helping me in my run, okay? They have a master's degree. They used to be a teacher. They know what's been happening in the schools. They got so tired of what happened that they actually had to get out of education. And to this day, this person still tells me that the worst thing financially that they ever did was get out of education because it's a very good position. and there's very good money and extras that come out of it. A lot of these extras people don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be opening up the Pandora's box on all of this stuff, and we have been. And we've only had one bad editorial in a newspaper, and that was the school district TGU, and the guy did not claim that we were wrong on the proficiency rates, which were abhorrent. Okay. Mm-hmm. He just claimed that he didn't know how we were wrong on the dollars per pupil. But it ended up that the DPI's numbers and his numbers are not the same because we went right off the DPI website.
Mm-hmm.
So either he's giving numbers to DPI and then they're changing them, or, you know, he sends it in with a green crayon, and when they switch it over to the yellow crayon, they screw it up. Okay?
Yeah, I guess.
But it was not our numbers. And unfortunately, that editorial, you know, it was sad to read. The guy never tried to call me at all to say, hey, these are what the real numbers are. And I did call him, and I talked to him, and I asked him to send me the sheet that he fills out and sends in to DPI. And to this day, he has never sent it to me.
Well, yeah.
Mm, surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Wonder why.
Well, he's probably out of money for postage, but not out of money for putting in his right pocket.
I guess.
You know?
You know, I've seen some of these on social media, you know, people from the respective districts, and when the slides are out for their district, and they get real defensive about it. And I get that. I do. But these, like you said, are the numbers from the DPI site. You can't sweep it under the rug and go la, 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 la with your fingers in your ears. You got to face facts, man.
Yep, you got to face facts.
Yep.
And I said, you know, the one DPI candidate that's running, you know, I'm just going to say it this way. They found out who's helping me with the slides, and they contacted that person, and they wanted all of their information. And so the only thing I said was, you should just send a text message back with this figure, $100,000. Because this information that they're putting together is worth a lot of money, because nobody has been able to put this information together.
Mm-hmm.
And if these guys think that they're just going to get this information for free so they can try to run their own campaign and win, when they have the master's degrees, and they should be able to go out to the insights, and they should be able to put it together. This is not a small operation that we're putting together here. And this is how I'm going to be when I'm superintendent of public instruction. The transparency is going to come to the top, and people are going to be able to get any information that they want. We're going to have a website. We're actually putting a Facebook page together now that has every slide on it, and that people can actually go out to there if they have a question or if they want to report something, and they will be anonymous. And we just want to make it the most known website so that you can go get the real information and find out. Because a lot of people, they do the same thing like I did with this TGU superintendent. We ask for something and you don't get it. And they just say, just believe what we tell you. You know, just read my editorial again if you don't believe it.
That's good old-fashioned gaslighting right there.
There you go.
Absolutely. I said, I don't know if you read that editorial. It was a horrific editorial. But I've been expecting like 50 editorials by now, but there's only one. And I said he wasn't even defending the scores that the students are at right now. He should be ashamed of himself. That's what he should be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's nobody should be defending these scores. I mean, there isn't anybody in the face of North Dakota politics or education should be defending these numbers. If they're excited because they have a 70% proficiency in reading or 70% proficiency in addition and subtraction, they're fools, because that's a failing grade. That's an F. And they're happy about it. Well, that's not going to help our kids.
It's not going to help the kids at all.
Not a bit.
No. So, RDA, as your dad was a superintendent, what would he say if he was alive today and saw these numbers across the state?
He would be flabbergasted. He, you know.
Would he say something that Trump would say, though? Would he look at the people that he's got underneath him and say, "You're fired"?
Yeah. Well, he worked very hard against the unionization of teachers in North Dakota because he said this way. He said, if you don't want to be a teacher, there are other places for you to go. But as something that's in the public trust, you should not be unionized. And that just fell on deaf ears.
I hear the music. I got to say one last thing, okay? Right. One thing that our DPI person stressed today on that show out east is that they have 700 teachers are getting prepared to hire and that we're way short on teachers. But when you look at those slides, you ever see how many teachers per student? Yeah, like 1 in 10, 1 in 8. That's where it's at. I don't know why they need 700 more, but... if that's the case,
well, the more you have, the easier it is to cover up what you're not doing.
Correct.
On that note, we got to rock and roll. We'll see you here in Harvey this Saturday, 10 o'clock at the Harvey Armory. Everyone is welcome.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right. See you then. Bye.
Talk to you later.
You bet.
Yep.
Thank you. Jason Heitkamp with us, our weekly get-together. 11:53, late morning markets are on the way.
Stop in and save this week at Tracy's Market of Fezzedin and Maddock. In the bag, whole, stone, boneless, half, pork loin, $1.99 a pound. 16-ounce package of strawberries or 6-ounce package of raspberries.